family home evening with Beth Mormons.
Special guest today,
Courtney!
That's me! Yay!
We're coming to you live from the Wyndham Resort in Palm Springs, California.
Hell yes! Normally we Zoom this shit, but we're all together in a table full of fucking booze!
I think we're all drinking the same thing, right?
We're drinking some wine, but we've all taken shots of tequila, Fireball, Captain Morgan,
Mezcal,
and a vodka.
Right now we are enjoying a wine of Australia. It's a Terletto and Chapultier, Leo Dit Malakoff. It's a...
Nailed it.
It's a Shiraz, Pyrenees, 2015, and we hit up the Costco, and it's on sale for $20 off, and let me tell you.
Chavez. Wait, is that right?
Nope.
I tried.
Shiraz.
It's delicious. It's mushroomy. It's leathery. It tastes like sticks and dirt.
Everything you could ever fucking want in some wine.
I really like it. It's got a lot of umami.
I'm not going to go that direction, but...
Is that like a... Umami. like at the green room. And
Ooh, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
Just made things real dirty. I don't know what I'm
going
to do with that.
But
anyway, we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're all in a very fucking festive, drunken, delightful mood.
Correct.
It's been a really good week.
It's been so good. I know we addressed this earlier, but God bless America.
Let's say goodbye to the Trump. Not only to the Donald, but his whole entire fucking garbage administration. Betsy DeVos. Fucking that right. New guy that he just put in charge of the post office. That one guy from Exxon who's
Please
killing
God,
all the forests
Bill
and
Barr,
the wildlife.
Get the fuck out of there. Fucking Bill Barr. I mean, seriously, that fucking piece of shit.
His stupid kids, his stupid son-in-law. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
Ivanka.
I swear, Ivanka could fucking die in a fire.
And we never have to see any of those fucking assholes ever again if we don't want to.
Hopefully. I swear that bitch is going to run in 2024. Hopefully. The curse will be broken by then.
We're going to see them. They're not done embarrassing themselves yet. So, you know, it's just like...
No, it's true. But we can hold out hope.
But the beauty of it is that we don't have to listen to them anymore. Like, we didn't have to listen to them before, but they're kind of like fucking running the country. So it's our civic duty to sort of pay attention.
I also have to really give some props up to the news sources have actually not been airing Trump's tweets or his... broadcasting from the White House, which is unprecedented, right? Because he's the fucking president of the United States. But they won't do it because it's so jam-packed, full of fucking lies, they won't do it. And I'm so proud of them. Like, please stop spreading his falsehoods and alternative facts. This guy sucks.
Totally sucks. And not only does he suck, but the person replacing him, I know we were all like, we've all been joking around about it and like, he's okay. You know, he's not great. Not my first choice. Wasn't my first choice and still isn't my first choice. But I think he'll actually be...
Fucking love Joe Biden so
He'll actually
much.
Be good. And
you know what?
I'm excited for
You're
him
right.
to be the president.
Wasn't excited.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like he wants to correct the mistakes that have been happening for the past 4 years. And he wants, like, I feel he really does want to work with people even if they didn't vote for him. Like, I feel like he wants to make progress, and it doesn't seem like we've made a lot of progress the past 4 years. So.
Totally. What's the opposite of progress? Because that's what the fuck we've been doing.
It is dirty diaper.
I know we said this in the last episode, too, but I just want to say it again. Thank you so much. Like, major, huge props and shout-outs to the fucking black voters, black women voters, the Navajo Nation actually fucking
huge.
Changed the thing in Arizona. They flipped the whole state. Latinx voters, the Asian community, like
the Republicans who are just tired of his bullshit.
Exactly, decent Republicans.
I get it. Like, you want a progressive movement, but you understood that Trump is detrimental to our democracy, and I cannot thank you enough for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are three fucking white girls in the middle of Palm Springs, California, and our people didn't fucking do this. Your people did this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll try to repay you somehow.
I still like to think that we're all one people, but okay.
Well, what I'm talking about is a voting block.
No, I know, but we have to all be one people. And I get
that's a nice sentiment.
I know, and I get that. I get why that doesn't work, but I'm gonna still hold out hope that someday it will. I've also been drinking all day.
Yes.
So. Sorry.
I just want to make sure that you repent for saying this wine tastes like mushrooms, because it doesn't. I would not drink it if it does.
Okay, maybe mushrooms isn't the right word, but that's like what I say when I'm thinking earthy. Like
it tastes like a dirty whore. Now, am I wrong?
That's I'm weird. Just going to keep my nails shut.
What do we have to repent for this week?
Anything? Oh, I remember I had something to repent for, but I don't remember what it is.
You have a lot of shit to repent for.
Turns out I'm a repentful bitch.
Sure.
Sure.
Let's make t-shirts.
If you saw my face, it was like, am I though?
Could that be a new merch item? I'm a repentful bitch. Do you think it would catch on?
It's now the time, a good time for me to pawn my rando bags where you send me money and I send you a random bag of shit.
Yes. That was the perfect time.
And, you know, it could be a bag of shit. But or these rando bags.
Maybe that's what we could use gentlemen's genitals for.
$14.99 plus shipping and details are coming.
I swear, if we don't get that website up and running, we need to make shit happen. Gentlemen'sGenitals.com. You're welcome. So, have you read anything or watched some TV? Anybody?
I've been watching CNN for a week straight.
Me too.
I listened to a podcast on my way out here. It's a Case File. It's a true crime podcast with a... You know, you have Australian Siri Man. Mm-hmm. I have Australian Siri Man. It's hosted by the Australian anonymous host, and he's got a fabulous voice.
Okay, sold. Sign me the fuck up.
Anyway, it was part one of this great episode about the Yosemite tourist murders.
Oh yeah, there's been a bunch, right?
Mm-hmm. It's weird because he did a podcast. A couple of months back, and it was about a kidnapping victim who had been kidnapped and assaulted by this man. The last name is Stainer. And anyway, Mormon, raised Mormon and stuff. Anyway, he was eventually caught. His captor was sent to prison. He went on to try to live a normal life after having been kidnapped and abused for 10 years. Died in a horrible motorcycle accident. I think it was a motorcycle accident. In his mid-20s after he had gotten back into the church and gotten married and had kids and everything like that. And it was absolutely devastating. And anyway, it was one of his siblings.
Ah, oh, shit.
That was the Yosemite murderer.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh.
It's just a crazy tie-in.
How'd they catch him? DNA?
I'm not done with it. This podcast is a two-parter, but it just really blew my mind when I listened to the kidnapping one, only to find out, because everybody had heard about the Yosemite tourist murders with the mother who had the daughter and her friend out and stuff, but everybody knew that the guy had been caught and everything like that, but...
I was thinking of a totally different one. There was one where the park ranger, office had gotten broken into and, three employees were killed.
It's probably the same guy.
Oh, okay, okay. What was the name of the podcast?
It's called Case File.
Case File.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. I'm totally interested. And it's not just because it's hosted by an Australian dude.
And it has Mormonism involved.
murder.
Just that one episode. It's a great listen. His voice is just nice to listen to as he tells you horrible details of horrible things that happened to people.
Excellent.
I got nothing. Literally have been sleeping like a baby.
Well, maybe then we should tell some stories.
Well, that sounds great.
Or actually, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll tell some stories.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
If the Lord invited you into his home, what would you wear? Would you go with a messy hair or a short skirt or unclean feet or stained baptismal clothing? Going to the temple is an invitation into the Lord's house. And baptizing the dead is a sacred and important responsibility. Don't you want to be looking and feeling your best? Well, now you can with Heavenly White. With Heavenly White All-Purpose Cleaner, your embarrassing stains will be whiter than Jesus. Heavenly White is a lifesaver around the house. But did you know that just a teaspoon of Heavenly White in your morning postum can help guide your soul on its path to spiritual glory? If impure thoughts, strong drinks, and too few offspring are jeopardizing your rightful place in the celestial kingdom, try Heavenly White, now with the added stain-fighting power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly White is offering Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code KOLOB at checkout. That's promo code KOLOB at checkout for 20% off your first purchase of Heavenly White.
Hey, girlfriends. Like me, you're probably looking for ways to keep it fresh down under. Well, look no further. I bequeath to you Temple Twat, the new, fresh, heavenly way to keep your cooter clean. Our line of feminine hygiene products will keep your lady business invigorated and open for business. Why not give Temple Twat tampons a go? Our tampons come in four sizes to help accommodate the highs and lows of Satan's waterfall. Our tampons are extra wide because we know you've had like six or seven blessings fall out of your sin hole, and we know you need help keeping that sucker in place. Our tampons come unscented or powder fresh to help tame that stench trench. Look for Temple Twat at Smith's or visit our website. Temple Twat, we're here to keep your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code ANOINT at checkout. That's promo code ANOINT for 10% off your first purchase of Temple Twat.
And we're back.
Yay.
Huzzah. Before we get into stories, we should give a little shout out to our newest patrons on Patreon. Thank you so much for subscribing. Siobhan, Kathy, and Tiffany.
Woo!
You guys are awesome.
Welcome to the fucking inner circle.
I can't wait to do a Zoom meeting with you. And by meeting, I mean happy hour, and we're just going to be drunk.
We got a lot of cool shit coming your way, but we really appreciate the support. Thank you so much, and we love you so much.
You guys are cooler than we are.
Absolutely cooler. I'm not signed up for it.
I have. Where have you been?
Damn it. All right, let's fucking tell some stories before I get too drunk to talk.
I'm already too drunk to talk, but go on.
So, we were kicking around the idea... Okay, I'm going to be straight with you guys. I've been thinking about maybe telling this story since we started the podcast, but then I've always been too embarrassed. But I think maybe tonight's the night we should tell the story about how I went to jail.
Yes! Yes!
Pandy, are you sure you want to do this?
Well...
Does your family know?
I don't know if they know. Actually, I don't think they do know.
Actually, I don't think a lot of them know. Mom has no idea.
It's so stupid. But yeah, well, if they don't know and they're listening to this podcast, they're going to
know. Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
I'm pretty hardcore. It's pretty serious shit. I've been to the clink, the slammer. Those are stupid ways to
explain also, you
jail.
You went to jail. You went to white ass girl jail.
Oh, did I say prison? I meant jail.
No, I said prison.
It's commonly known as the pokey.
The pokey. Where you get poked.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I did have a roommate, though. A cellmate. Sorry, a cellmate.
I think they're called cellies.
All right, let's start at the fucking beginning.
I only know that because I had some prison pen pals, and they would tell me about their cellies.
Oh, that's another story you're going to tell after Manny tells her story.
That's another so podcast.
Start thinking about them, Courtney. You have 15 minutes. Go, Manny.
So to start at the beginning, oh my God, where do I even start?
So we lived in a house with a roommate. Things didn't quite work out.
There was a bunch of us. It was like me and you and Tammy, and then this other roommate.
The other roommate, I think Alan lived with us at the time.
Oh, that's right.
And stuff. And one particular roommate was trying to get a college education.
For her.
The rest of us, we were only interested in
Alcohol education.
Yes, drinking alcohol, drinking some cough syrup. We drink some cough syrup recreationally, a little here and there. Should we leave that out?
You were in the education of trying out life.
Exactly. We were also in the school of cooking meat in her frying pan, which she did not appreciate.
She a vegan?
Yeah. She's a vegetarian, yeah.
We didn't realize the implications until there was a post-it note stuck to the pan that said, "Stop cooking meat in my pan." And we were like, oh, shit. Is that a thing you're not supposed to do?
I would know, but yes, go on.
Another thing is, you know, like, she would wake up super early to go to school, and she would grind fresh coffee every morning. Like, I didn't stick a post-it note that said, don't grind coffee early in the morning.
I'm hungover. I'm trying to sleep.
But, you know.
Hey. I mean, really, like, we are good friends in high school, and then we just went separate paths in adulthood, and we just didn't. Like, she was into going to school, and we were not into going to school. We were into doing whatever the fuck we wanted. And so things turned sour fairly quickly because she was very outnumbered. And in retrospect, I feel a little bit bad that we just didn't give a fuck, really.
You didn't respect her space.
We didn't respect her space.
Was this the person you moved up to Washington with?
Oh, yeah, Amy. Her name was Amy.
She also moved you up to Washington with her, so you're kind of a dick.
Yeah, kind of a dick a little bit. She was very outnumbered in that household too, which was, it kind of sucked for her.
Right.
But we just weren't really, like, we were kids, like, and, you know.
Yeah, when you don't know any better.
Like, not even in our 20s yet. I don't think we were even old enough to go to the bar yet. Basically, she started getting very passive aggressive with all of us and leaving post-it notes everywhere. Like, don't turn the heat past 70 is one that I remember that we joked about a lot. Don't put meat in my frying pan. There was a lot of shit going on. And it became very clear, like...
She wasn't happy.
Into it, a little ways into it, that, you know, that wasn't the right place for her. And she ended up moving out. And so we kind of, like, her and I's friendship just, like, really was... It went from friendship to, like, animosity.
Right.
And we never spoke again after that. Well, we spoke one more time.
Yeah. So we lived in this house, and so she wound up just taking herself out of the house. She moved somewhere else, but like Mandy had said in another episode, was the reason that she moved up. And so, like, I think that she had put down a majority of the damage deposit on this house that we moved into with several roommates. So she moved out, and she had sent us a couple of, like, certified letters or something like that asking us to repay her a lot of money. I think she wanted us to help with her moving expenses because she had to leave, and we're just like, fuck with that.
That's a you problem. I can understand the damage deposit.
Yeah, that was valid.
That's legitimate, yeah.
When you're 20, you're not, your brain's not fully grown. You're
immature.
Oh, fair, yeah.
You do a lot of dumb things, and I really hope that anybody who knew me as an asshole in my 20s will see me now in my 40s and realize that I am not the same person I was back then.
Yeah, right.
Totally.
And neither are you guys. And
shit
happens. And fortunately for your podcast, funny shit happens.
So one night, we were drinking heavily. And possibly taking drugs. Were we on drugs?
I think we were just drunk. We were drunk. We had a couple of friends over.
Uh-huh. One friend in particular who was a real fucking shit starter. And I don't think we should say her name just to keep it, you know, off the books or whatever. But this one girl, she was always starting shit. Always getting everyone into trouble. Always getting in trouble. Just, like, would take everything to the extreme all the time.
So you tell her this, like, story about how, she sent us a letter asking us for money for the damage deposit, and she's, like, being such a bitch. Even in reality, she wasn't.
Right.
You know, right. That's us. So it's like, well, let's fuck it. What's her phone number? Give me the phone number. Let's call. So that began a series of prank telephone calls with her answering the phone and, bitch, cunt, twat. Asshole.
just spouting, you know, obscenities and nonsense. But she must have called so many, I don't even remember, because we were fucking wasted, right? So many times she called.
It was an onslaught of just like, you're a stupid human being, you're gross, you're lame, you're dirty. It was a verbal assault.
I was just saying, that's like, yeah, it sounds kind of mean. Like, being the person on the other end of that, like,
yeah, it was totally mean.
It was, but keep in mind, while we were sitting there drinking and laughing,
of course, it's hilarious while you're doing it.
At that time, we should have had the maturity to shut it down. We weren't the one picking up the phone and making the call over and over again.
Yeah, we were just laughing at the situation that was happening.
What I remember is, I think that the gal made one more call, and the officer said, if you call here one more time, you're going to be under arrest.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
And that's when Mandy called back and said, I don't know what your problem is, but it...
Yeah, like, I didn't make the call.
I didn't make all those calls. I'm making this one right
now. That's
right.
You're right.
I'm making this one. And she was just like, and what's your name?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they said, if you call one more time, you're going to go to jail. And Mandy was really drunk and didn't want that other person to get in trouble when all you had to do was not call again.
Right.
But it was just like,
it was just Hap's logic.
Calling back to say, like, hey, it wasn't me, but I would have made those calls if I was brave enough. So anyway, that's I think that's when the police came over
to our house.
Came over to our house and presented Mandy with a ticket.
They called it harassment. I called it prank phone calling. Okay. Sound like two very different things to me.
I call it 19.
I call it who hasn't called somebody and harassed them a little bit with some, you know, as your refrigerator running.
But it was literally, I called one time.
And it was the other person who had called 40 times.
Called the wrong time.
I called the wrong time. I made a bad choice, as I do often, and we like to talk about on the podcast.
You made poor life choices.
I recall, too, being charged with harassment under that.
Oh, yeah?
I do, because I remember you had wound up moving, you and Alan moved back to Utah.
Uh-huh.
I think Tammy might have stayed in town, or maybe she did.
I think she stayed.
I think she did stay. But I remember having to go out to coffee, like, with Amy. And telling her, like, I wound up being charged. I talked to an attorney, and they just said, look, you didn't make any of the calls. Just, you know, just let me reach out to her to see if she'll have a cup of coffee with you so you can get this cleared up. And she met me for a cup of coffee, and I was like, look, you know that this wasn't me. I'm really sorry that all of this happened. We're drunk. We're idiots. I'm sorry that things turned out this way. It wasn't Mandy who made the calls. It was somebody else. And I provided her with a name, and she chose not to do anything about it, or the DA chose not to do anything about it. The charges were dropped against me for harassment. Thank you. but you wound up moving back to Utah, and you missed the court date.
Mm-hmm.
Where the charges could have been dropped, or you missed your court date.
Have been
right.
Dropped.
Well, I called them before I left, and I was like, hey, I've got this. I'm supposed to appear in court for this thing. Like, I'm not going to be here. I'm moving. Like, I'm set to move on this date, and the court date is like 5 days later or something like that. And they're like, well, if you don't show up, there's going to be a warrant for your arrest. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not going to be here. And they're like,
you don't
either
leave.
Show up
yeah.
or you have a warrant. And I was like, okay, bye. And I went, I moved, like, all my shit was packed. Like, I was ready. I had to go. Like,
you move your stuff and you stay behind.
I'm 19 years old. I don't have any money. I don't have any place
like
to stay.
You're like the teen mom too. Who had to go see the Kesha show.
No idea what any of that means.
I'm so glad you don't, because I watch a lot of Teen Mom too. But
she did not have money to go to a Kesha show. She had exactly enough gas money to get her back to dad's.
Yeah, I didn't have money for rent. I can't. What am I going to do? Sleep on the courthouse lawn with all my stuff until my court date and then try to hitch a ride home with my stuff? Like, I can't. I couldn't stay. There was no way I could stay. But I did try to, like, settle it and everything before I left, and they were just like, no, you can't, like... these are your two options. There's no working around it. And I was like, okay, gotta go.
It's like they said, prank phone calls is a serious offense.
Yeah.
And we'll send the marshals after you.
Yeah. Except for only to the border, because we won't cross state lines. So I miss my court date. I move back to Utah, and I stay there for maybe like 6 months, 9 months. I'm working at Hardee's as a fry, like at the frying hamburger place. Burger flipping, thank you. Flipping burgers.
It's a hamburger fry place.
And I just fucking hate my life, and I'm starting to do bad drugs. And I'm so depressed, and I'm like, this is not how I live my life. I do not live my life working at fast food in Logan, Utah. Fuck this. And so, and I missed Courtney, and I missed, you know, Bellingham and everybody. So I decided to go back. And I knew that I had this, like, warrant, like, looming over me that I had to take care of. But I went back there and moved in with Courtney. And I didn't take care of it right away. And in fact, I remember several times, like, being afraid I was going to get busted for this warrant that I had. And I remember going to the park and drinking in, I can't remember which park it was, but it was, like, me and definitely Carrie and Kwok. And I think Greg and Gabe were probably there. But we were all drinking beers in the middle of the night in the park, like we did, because that was our jam. And then the cops showed up, and all of them scattered, and I was, like, stuck there. And I was like, fuck, oh, I'm so dead. And so when the cops asked me my name and stuff, I told them my name was Mandy. And I gave them the address of our old house in Mission Viejo.
Oh, nice.
But when one number changed. And they were writing it all down and everything. I was like, I don't have my ID. You know, but I guess I sounded convincing enough. Oh, I just moved here. I just moved here. They're like, well, where are you staying? I was like, it's just a house, you know, like right over here. I just wanted to get some time to myself or whatever. So I came to the park and I kept looking over my shoulder because the guys had all run off and I wanted to like see if they were around. And they're like, why do you keep looking over your shoulder if you're by yourself? And I was like, I'm just disoriented. Like, I'm new here. I'm just trying to figure out which way to get back to my house. And they were like, okay, fine, you can go.
Oh, that's nice.
And after that, I was like, fuck. Oh, and then I remember the next day, Carrie brought a bunch of balloons to the house. Do you remember that? Like, I'm sorry for ditching you in the park, balloons. But then after that, I was like, okay, I really gotta fucking take care of this. So I went to the fucking courthouse.
Not quite yet. She did not go to the courthouse. Oh, what did I do? What did I do first? Because we had an opportunity. I can't remember which one of my coworkers helped me with this, but we called Mandy and said, oh, this is a deputy so-and-so from the sheriff's office. And we realized you're in town, like a called her at my mom's house. Right. And we found out, you got a warrant for your arrest. You need to come down here and turn yourself in and do your jail time. And
very old timey.
Anyway, it was enough to get her to agree to come down to jail and do her time.
Fuck you, Courtney.
And they got off the phone, and whoever made the call was like, I think she's going to go down there. And I was like, whoa! Mindy, what's up? Don't do it. Don't go down there. It was us. So she's like, God, I fucking hate you. Why don't I go back and hang out with you? But anyway, I don't know how you finally resolved it. Like, did you reach out to get it resolved?
I did reach out to them, yeah. I was like, I got to get this taken care of because I can't just, you know, like, have this looming over me. And so I reached out to them, and they gave me a public defender, which I think I met once, and I just went in there and was like, yeah, I fucking did it. Sorry. I harassed someone. And then I went to jail. Like, they sentenced me with, like, I think it was 24 hours in jail. And so they set a date for you to go, so, like, you're supposed, you know, it's, like, 8 weeks from today, you know, so you go check yourself in, they do your fingerprints, take your mug shots or whatever, and then they walk of shame you to your cell. But the fucking best part about it, so I was in the cell by myself for most of the time. They only brought my cellie in for the last, like, I don't know, 6 hours that I was there. And they didn't even make me stay the whole 24. I think I stayed like 14 hours and they're like, have you had enough? Have you learned your lesson? And I was like, yes. But the worst part was I could see my house from the window of the jail cell. So I could just look out and I could see, I was like, I know those fucking assholes are probably getting drunk and having fun. And I could see my you front porch, basically.
You know what would be fucking funny is if you were on the front lawn just drinking in, like, lawn chairs and shit.
Well, that's what I was picturing them doing. I was like, those motherfuckers.
How dare you have fun without me?
So the worst I had to do was pee in front of somebody, a stranger, because, you know, you're like, you have the one toilet in the middle.
Oh, I pee in front of strangers all the time.
Yeah, I didn't have to, like, there was no, like, public pooping involved, so I just want to make sure.
I could do it. I could do it.
I want the world to know that my public pooping in front of other people, virginity, is still intact. No, I haven't had to poop in a public jail cell. So, yeah. So that was pretty much it. They escorted me out, and she's like, was that, I remember the guard specifically saying, like, you know, was that enough? We're not gonna see you back here, right? And I just remember being like, you condescending bitch. All I did was make one prank phone call. In my head, of course. I didn't say it out loud, but.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I hope to never see you again, Miss Ma'am.
And that's the story of the time I was an asshole and went to jail for it. All right, we've gone on a little bit long for this one, so let's wrap it up and we'll keep drinking with the record button turned off. How about that?
That sounds like a great plan because I can barely make sentence happens anymore.
Thank you once again to our patrons, Siobhan, Tiffany, Kathy. Thank you. Thank you to the fucking voters, everybody who came out to vote. Thank you guys so much. Fucking much.
Thank you, Stacey Abrams. You were a goddamn miracle worker.
Yeah. It feels like there's a huge, it's not over yet. There's a lot of work to do, but there's a huge sense of relief knowing that we're at least back to making some sort of progress and not turning into a fucking mongoloid monster country.
Absolutely.
Are you missing some wine? What do you need?
We didn't do our fireball shots.
Oh, we didn't. Did we even pour them out?
No.
Well, that's all right.
Parable? Anyway, I just want to say it's really awesome to hang out with you guys in Palm Springs.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Yeah,
cheers.
I'm with you.
Cheers. Clinky, clinky.
So thanks. Check out our website, fhebadmormons.com. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. Come and hang out with us, and we'll see you guys next week on Family Homie.